every branch in me. When you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, when you ask Him to forgive of the sins, He does that. You may not feel different. The greatest illustration I've ever heard came from Rick Warren, you know, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life. He says, on the day when I was married, the wedding was beautiful and all the different things that happened, all was beautiful, everybody dressed up and all. And he says, as I left that church on the way to reception, he said, I turned to my brand new wife and I said, you know, all this has gone on, but, you know, I really don't feel any different than I did when I walked into that church this morning. She turned to him, pointed her finger and said, you may not feel that you married, but you are married. Because of the words that you have spoken. God comes in and saves you because of the confession that you make within your heart. When you ask Him to come in, He does His job. You may not feel it all the time. You may struggle. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this pruning process. We're going to talk about things within your life that, boy, they may not be quite right. And God may be having a time where He chastised, which He just simply allows you to be in a little bit of a ringer to make you come out cleaner. I had the opportunity when I was just a youngster. We had an old wash machine. We had the ringer. We had big old wash tubs. It was my job to put the water in the tub, take the water out of the tub, put the water in. This was wash day. Anybody even know? Well, there's about two couple rows here. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's not all about you. But I believe that God wants to do a work in us. But I believe that once you accept that He has granted you eternal life, and that can never be taken away. It is something you receive because you do not deserve it, and there's no work in your life that can achieve it. It is something that is given to you by grace. Amen? Amen. I want to sing a song. Usually when we get up and we sing, we feature a lot of times Brother Matt Lamb. But he's good. And that's caused a problem with the other guys. Amen. Right here. But this morning we're going to do something a little different. I want the guys to come forward. And Brother Matt Lanham, will you do me a favor? I want you to stand up. I want you to go here to the back of the church. Or I can't hear you. And Brother Rolando and Ron are going to help you out. Just come on. You just do what they ask you to do. The title of this is God. Matt, this is dedicated to you. It's called God Will Take Care of You.
Charlie.
I'm sorry. Here you go. Here's the music. This is one. 56. This is okay. You got it? That's okay. No problem. Do the best we can without a man.
God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
The Mount Calvary Singers without Matt now. Let's move this out of the way. Would you be so kind to stand to your feet, please, everyone in the congregation? Here at Mount Calvary Community Church, we've had many individuals walk down the aisle and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. We've had baby dedications. We have had weddings. We have had the opportunity to say goodbye to many a loved one here within this church. We've had ordination ceremonies for ministers. We've never had a graduation. I got a text from Alex, and she says, "You know, Brother Matt just graduated from Liberty University." But because of the timing on the transfer of credits, he did not get a chance to partake in the graduation ceremony. This is our attempt.
It's a little long.
Yeah, I think you've been looking. This is our attempt at a graduation ceremony. But first, at any graduation ceremony, you have to have a word from the valedictorian, since you were number two in your class, not number one. So with the valedictorian, you got to turn this away. And Matt, this is dedicated to you. This is your address from the valedictorian here of the class.
The future is ahead.
The future is ahead. Okay. I hope you will take those words of wisdom, place them within your heart, and remind yourself many times. They said you couldn't get any redder. It is, Matt, we love you here. And you've been just such a blessing here to the folks at Mount Calvary, to me personally, I know, to the guys, and we just love you, and we just wanted to have this opportunity today to show you our love. I know I can say from my heart, and I can tell you from everyone here that knows you and loves you, how much that you've meant to us, your willingness to come in to share the talents that God has given you. And he has given you many talents, my friend. But the biggest thing that he has given you, I believe, is a tender heart to serve him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
This is hot off the press. To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting. Be it known that Matthew Stephen Lanham, having honorably fulfilled all the requirements opposed by the authorities of this institution, the presidents and trustees of Guffaw College, upon the recommendation of the faculty, do therefore confer the degree of Bachelor of Science in Interdisciplinary Studies with all honors, rights, and privileges to that degree appertaining. We want to congratulate you. Everybody here is asked to come on downstairs to be a part of the meal. We'll just have a wonderful time of fellowship over here. And you've got to meet friends that Matt has today. We've got folks in here. Gabe has family in the back that you want to meet. Bill Turquoise. Bill's going to introduce you to his mom if you come on. So we're going to have some folks and just have a wonderful time of fellowship. So Brother Matt, if you will address us and then lead us in prayer for the ladies downstairs.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. That was that means a lot. You all mean so much to me, and I hope I'm half the blessing to you all as that you are to me. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for this day. Thank you for the food that we're about to receive. Pray that you bless our body's use, and I thank you for the time of fellowship that we have to spend together. Thank you for many blessings.
Amen. One more round of applause for this.